Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everybody. This is Kristen Brindley of DC Metro Real Producers, and I'm here with the wonderful Stacy Allen. Thank you so much for being with us and being our May cover story. Definitely do so. Absolutely. It's an honor to have you on the, 38 million last year, set up to be surpassed that this year. You're double centurion for Century 21 and number three for the entire state. Your service award, though, you like light up when you talk about helping other people. can you tell us about that for Frederick? You won the service award, right? For all of Frederick?
Yeah. So for Frederick County Association of Realtors, I did win the Community Service Award. That's been something that's really dear to my heart. One of my favorite things is giving back to the community, and I was recognized for that.
See, that's the favorite recognition that we get. So tell us how you got in real estate. Like, why real estate? You're a super smart gal. You could do anything. How did this happen?
So my first career, if you will, was I was in human resources for 20 some years, and it was a great career. And my last 10 years doing that, I did a lot of recruiting and was working at Fort Detrick, supporting the National Cancer Institute. And my brother passed away of a drug overdose in 2006. And it was really stressful. It was my second brother to pass away. And came to a point in my life where something had to give. I had two relatively young kids, a husband, and work was really stressful. And that was one thing that we decided that we could control. And I decided to leave that career. And we had been investing in real estate for some time and decided that one of us was going to become a realtor, and it made sense for me to do that. So that's where it began in 2008, which wasn't the best time to become a realtor, but that's where it began.
Well, and good for you having the courage to go out and do that. And, that your brother, that wake up call, like good for you, taking the steps to do so. What happened after that? Like, I know the whole family is now, involved in real estate. Tell us what progressed from there.
So my husband had always, or not always, but for many years before that, we had been investing, buying rental properties. He had started flipping houses, but he was still working his full-time job. And so about 7 or 8 years ago, he quit his full-time job and he flips houses full-time. He loves it, does a great job. He has his own company, Maryland Cash House Buyers. And for a long time, I would find his properties and sell his properties, which is not always the easiest thing to work with your spouse all the time and run a business, separately for other clients. And my son, Michael, is on the Allwine team. He also is my husband's, he also is acquisition manager for Maryland Cash House Buyers. So he helps Bob find houses, not typically on the MLS, they find houses other ways. So Michael is a realtor for the Allwine team. He is one of our top producing agents and also works for Bob. And so three of us are in the real estate industry. And then our daughter, Emily, is a first grade teacher in Frederick County.
Which, thank her for her service, especially this year too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As a first grader, that whole virtual and not virtual at the same time is kind of amazing that those teachers did that.
It is. And the mothers.
Right? Yeah. So for you, what's been most rewarding from being a realtor since 2008, and what's been most rewarding for you?
I think the most rewarding, there's been so many things, but being able to start out not really knowing anything about real estate, learning. I got in when the market was terrible and starting to crash. And I realized that you couldn't just put a sign in the yard and sell a house. So I learned how to do short sales and foreclosures, learned how to build relationships with people. And that's how I do all my business, is by referral and building relationships. And I attribute a lot of that to working with Buffini and Company. I have a business coach. And the most rewarding part is just having seen myself go from a very structured environment of a 9-to-5 job, knowing that I was getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. I was a very structured person, to running my own business and now providing a business for people on my team, having seen myself go from one person to a team with assistants, with other members, and kind of running my, I am running my own business. And sometimes I look at it and it kind of amazes me that happens.
Well, that's because you seem pretty humble to me. Like you're never like all about like, I just did this or did that, you know, it's. So what has been the biggest challenge, do you think?
I think the biggest challenge has been getting from point A to point B and knowing that, you know, there's still a long way to go. I'm very hard on myself. I'm very, have high expectations. So my top priority is helping people. And, the markets change all the time. Right now we're in a really tough market and I want to make everybody happy. I want to make sure my team members are happy, make sure our clients are happy. And it's been, there's so many good things, but then there's, some really tough times as well.
There's some challenges there's some challenges right now.
For sure.
Well, so how does real estate now fit into like your dreams and goals, Stacey?
So that's what I think makes me light up. So my dreams are so big, and so they always involve my family. They always involve helping other people, giving back, and real estate has allowed me to do that. I feel very fortunate in having such a successful business that allows me to, help my family, allows me to kind of live the life that I never thought that I would be able to live. Just the other day, my husband and I, we have, last year we built a beach house in Delaware. And we said, did you ever think that this is something we would be able to do, like go whenever we wanted to, and be able to do these things? And, we both looked at each other and thought, we have such a great life. And, real estate has allowed us to do that. And then in addition to that, volunteering, I keep saying volunteering, but it has given me the ability to give back to others. And, I'm on the board of a nonprofit in Frederick, which is a sober living nonprofit. It's called Rainbow of Love, and it's Andrea's House, which is one of the only women and children's sober houses in Frederick. Actually, we have three houses now, one in Mount Airy, one in Frederick, or actually two in Frederick. And it's where women can come work on their recovery, but also have their children with them. And it's just been my passion to help people in the recovery community. And I can do that because of real estate. I have time, even though I work all the time, we all do in this industry, but you can kind of, if you want to, you can make sure that you have time to spend with your family and with others that need your help. And I always put that first, and that's really important to me.
Well, and it's so interesting because people with great standards and really caring about other people and adding so much value, you end up with, great things that happen for you. And I love to see that for you personally, because I know how much you care about the people.
Thank you.
Yeah. So success. What does success mean to you, Stacey?
Success means that, and I don't mean to keep going back to the same thing, but it means helping other people. So of course we all need a paycheck. We all need to pay our bills. We all want nice things and those kinds of things. So of course that's important. A couple years ago, I was at the Feeney Mastermind in California that I go to every year. And this particular year, he handed out a book that was like your bucket list. And it was so cool because we all talk about our bucket list, but I, my husband actually went with me to this particular mastermind and we both started our bucket list. And it was very interesting to see what things were on my bucket list and his bucket list that were the same. And, it wasn't just, you know, the bucket list wasn't just doing something or buying something or going somewhere, but it had so many other things on there. And the things that I was able to do in such a short period of time, because I wrote those down, just kind of showed me what success was. And some of those were materialistic things or things like such as move to a new house. And I'd been in my house for 20 years. No intention of moving really, but I thought we should build a new house. We should. And then the next year before the next mastermind, we had already moved. And then it was, you know, build a beach house in 5 years. And then we did that. And then it was, you know, volunteer or get on the board of a recovery nonprofit or start a nonprofit, which was way too much for me when I started looking into it. And then I actually was on the board of one nonprofit and it just wasn't a good fit. And then during COVID, I became on the board of Rainbow of Love, and it just fills so much of my needs. And all these things just, to me, just tell me this is success. This is what's important.
Thank you. Thank you for dropping some wisdom right there. I feel like, you know, bucket lists and what a great practice and nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job fulfilling those. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about your family. So tell us a little bit more.
I love talking about my family. So, and I think you know that. So I've been married for, it'll be 31 years in October. And we live in Newmarket, and we've lived in Newmarket since right before we got married. And I did not want to move to Frederick County from Montgomery County, but I did. And I was only going to stay for 2 years. And now we're going on 31 years, and we love it. And we're in our third house in Newmarket. Our oldest is Emily, who I think I mentioned is a school teacher in Frederick County. And she's amazing and lives close by in Liberty Town. And then our son, Michael, is a realtor on the Allwine team. And you've met Michael, and he is engaged to be married and will be getting married in September to Jacqueline, who you've also met. And Jacqueline brings to our family two wonderful little girls, Adriana and Amira, who probably make me smile more than anybody in this world. And they're on the front cover of the magazine as well. And we're very excited about the wedding that's coming up in September. And Jacqueline's also gotten very involved in helping at Rainbow of Love and helping with the volunteering. And that's been really cool. And we spend a lot of family time together. Michael and Jacqueline live in Newmarket, which is just a mile or so from our house. And the girls are just amazing. And it's a great story. Michael and Jacqueline have been friends since second grade, and they reconnected a couple years ago, and we just couldn't be happier.
That is, well, and it's so great. I got to see you recently, like all together, and such a family unit, having a good time. Like I enjoyed all of you, by the way. Like that was a lot of fun recently.
Thanks. We are very blessed.
Well, so tell me, what are you currently learning and or in about like any like hobbies and interests and things?
So I like, I'm sure everybody does. I think it's important to always you know, continue learning, whether it's in your career or something, it's always important. I'm really, really excited that, so a couple of weeks ago, I was out in Arizona for the Buffini Peak experience, which is something that he does once a year. And it's more of a working on self-development, self-improvement. And so I do have a coach through Buffini. I've had the same coach since 2010. And now they are offering team coaching, which will mean that I will still have my coaching calls every other week, but it also will add in a coaching call for our whole team. And that starts July 1st. So very excited about that. And that will be a new, kind of add a new dimension to our team. And I think take us to a different level. So that's really important. And I just got my Delaware real estate license back in the fall. So working on learning that whole process because it's very different than Maryland.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So what about, what book are you, any books that have really made an impact?
So I love John Gordon. I don't know if you've read any of his books, but one book that I always come back to is The Energy Bus. And I read that at a time where I was struggling a little bit with building my team. And The Energy Bus is all about having everybody on the bus, committed and kind of working in the same, on the same thing, on this, being on the same page, being on the bus. And it really helped me to kind of get over some humps. And I would highly recommend that for team building and that type of thing.
Yeah, that's a great book. That's one of my, I like that book a lot too. What about a favorite quote? Do you have any favorite quotes?
My favorite quote is always do the right thing. That's just really, I just feel like it's important to always do the right thing. No matter what it is, I'm really a rule follower. And so whether it's following the rules or just doing the right thing in life, I think it's important.
I believe so too. I could see why you are so successful. So what about like hobbies and interests, Stacey?
So love to travel. So 2020 was tough year. My favorite thing to say, I always like to hashtag work hard, play hard, love hard. So whenever my husband and I travel, I'm always hashtagging that on our pictures. And I know I drive people crazy with so many pictures on social media, but we all work so hard. We work long hours and it's hard for me to take a break and say, I'm not going to work Sunday or I'm not going to work at 9 o'clock at night. So my husband and I made a commitment that we would, do something every 6 weeks or every 7 weeks and go somewhere. I don't care if it was just go to New York City for a night or go here or go there. So 2020 was just with so many things, but for my travel interest or my break and that kind of thing, that was difficult.
I bet. Well, we do something very similar and it's very necessary. I feel like if you work super hard and have high standards and you go after it, like good for you.
Yes.
What do you believe is like the biggest reason or reasons for your success, Stacey?
I mean, working hard is number one. I think that hard work definitely pays off. I think doing the right thing. I believe that, I have a strong faith. I believe that I did the right thing when I left my job. And the support of my husband, he was 100% supportive financially. It was a really hard decision. And we had some tough times when I first got into the business. But doing it, having a great mentor. I had a great mentor. I worked at Long & Foster and my manager, Sharon Crisafulli, was the best person. And I always had her to help me, to guide me through the process. And then I got my business coach through Buffini and I couldn't have done it without having those people surrounding me.
Thank you so much for talking about your coach during this interview too. I feel like that is such a vital key to great success.
I think so too.
Yeah. What do you feel that you have done? It's kind of funny leading into this. What do you think you have done that other real producers absolutely should do?
Get a coach. I always say that. I firmly believe that I wouldn't be where I am today in my business if it wasn't for having a coach. I feel like I would not be focused and maybe be floundering and not know what the right thing, I found what the right thing was for me. And it doesn't have to be a Buffini coach. It doesn't have to be, you know, it's just what works for you. And I know, like, when my son Michael got in the business, the first thing he did, and, you know, people can say, I can't afford it. Well, Michael was 18. He certainly couldn't afford it. And he did it and he paid for it on his own. And it has made him extremely successful. And I see that with other team members, other people in the business. I think it's like one of the most important things.
I think that is fantastic advice. well, so let's see here. This is one of my favorite questions. What would you like to be remembered for, Stacey?
So I want to be remembered for helping other people. So I do all my business by referral. When someone asks me what I do, I like to say, you know, I help people buy and sell houses, not just that I'm a realtor or, you know, that type of thing. So helping people, whether it's helping people buy and sell houses, helping people in the recovery community, helping people in need, you know, if somebody needs something, I want to be that person that can help them if it's something I can do. My mom passed away in 2018 of Alzheimer's. She was only 73. I like to give back in the Alzheimer's community. I always do the Alzheimer's walk. I have a team that does that. I just want to be that person that, you know, sometimes I look and I see something and there's a need and I'm like, okay, I can't get involved in that because I will have no time. But that's who I am. I want to be remembered for helping other people.
I believe, Stacey, that is truly the case. well, it's an you know, honor interviewing you. If you guys didn't check out our story yet, definitely do so. And, you know, thanks a lot for being with us today, Stacey.
Thank you. It's been like awesome to just through this whole process. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.